Do I have my next guest? Anne-Marie Hayes is the member of the Governor's Highway Safety Association and a member of the Board of Directors for the National Organizations for Youth Safety. She is the author of the new book for teen drivers and parents called Lessons for Surviving the First Year of Driving. Welcome to the show, Anne-Marie Hayes. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great, Harry. Thank you so much.
Oh, I think this is an important issue, and I'm so glad that you agreed to come on to the show. Hey, talk about the three keys to keeping your teen alive. Is that the name of the book?
Yeah, the title of the book is Three Keys to Keeping Your Teen Alive. And the three keys are actively involved parents, because parents need to be looking after their teens, coaching them, monitoring them, and supporting them.
Right.
Need to know information. That's information about things like distractions and seat belts and other things that drivers need to know. And the third one is structured practice. Simply sitting in the passenger seat, riding along with your teen, having a snooze is not good enough.
Having a snooze?
I beg your pardon?
Did you say having a snooze?
Having a snooze.
I went through two teenage drivers, and I guarantee you, at no point while I was riding with those folks did I take a snooze.
And that's a good thing.
You know, you have to coach along the way, don't you?
You absolutely do. And coaching, teens need 100 hours of practice in their first year of driving.
Okay.
And it sounds like a lot, but that's only 2 hours a week.
And you say, let's see, the website is teenslearntodrive.com or thedrivingbook.com. And the book is going to be available in bookstores across the nation July 1st, 2011.
That's
right.
Correct? That's right. It'll be available in bookstores then. It's also available on our website now if people want to get it now. In fact, we have a special for your listeners today.
Okay.
We set up a coupon called Car Concerns, all one word, and if they put that in, they'll get free shipping.
So it's like a promo code, Car Concerns, right?
That's right.
And they'll get free shipping, and you go to teenslearntodrive.com or thedrivingbook.com. Which one do you prefer that they go to?
It doesn't matter. The driving book is a little easier to remember, and that one will automatically take them to the site, which is teenslearntodrive.com.
So let's just stick with that website, folks. It's thedrivingbook.com, thedrivingbook.com. Go there, order this book. Hey, if you've got a teenager in the house, or maybe you've got a preteen who is going to be driving in the next couple of years, this will be a good book for you to have and refer to. What else can you tell us about the book, Anne-Marie?
The book has, it follows a graduated driver licensing format. So
okay.
There are four parts. And as you mentioned, if you have a preteen, the first part is before teens even learn to drive.
Uh-huh.
A lot of teens die as passengers in cars of other teen drivers. So that's it's important to get them started as soon as possible. Of course, they're not behind the wheel at this point. But the information they'll get there is how to get their learner's permit and to find out if they're really ready to start that process, as well as some basic information about the car, things that they need to know, but they're not driving it yet. More maintenance things, keeping your tires safe and knowing how to change the oil, or at least where it is and what it's for.
Yeah, that's one thing. Let's see, my daughter started driving first, and then, of course, my son came on about 4 years later. But I always taught my daughter, every time she got, before she got into the car, I don't care, do it on a daily basis. Hey, do a walk around of that vehicle. Just go around, see, make sure you don't have any dents, but more importantly, check the tires. Make sure it's always important that you have the proper tire pressure in all those tires. One tire lower than the others can throw the steering off on that vehicle. And, that's what I taught her, and I think it's paid off pretty well for her.
Well, you're absolutely right, Harry, and that it accomplishes something else, too. There's another group called kidsandcars.org.
Okay.
And one of the big problems, and hundreds of children die every year when they're backed over Or in big cars, we have cars that are high off the ground with large blind spots in front of them and behind them, are either driven over or backed over. And your walking around the car is an excellent tip because it also makes sure that there are no obstacles.
That's absolutely correct. I think the walk around is the most important thing you can do before you take off, whether it's across town or across the country. Anyhow, how have things changed? Let me ask you this. How have things changed since you and I learned how to drive? I mean, you know, in the past couple of decades, how have things changed for drivers now? Hey, I know for sure that there's a whole lot more motorists on the road than there used to be when I first started learning to drive.
That's true. And roadways are more complex. Now you have double turn lanes and the like. Roads are faster. There are a lot more expressways and toll roads and highways. But the truth is that every 90 minutes, a teenager dies in a crash. And every minute and a half, a teen is critically injured. And we're talking about kids left in wheelchairs and burns and brain trauma, really life-altering injuries.
Right.
And they're happening at an outrageous rate. But the amazing thing there is that this isn't really new. It's news to us because we didn't hear it before. If you look at the period during the Vietnam War, as more teens died in cars on American soil than died on the battlefield in Vietnam. But because it was one death here and one death there and one critical injury here, we didn't have the systems, the computer power to put all those numbers together. And that's why now we're waking up to how important it is to teach our teens to drive properly. So that's one thing. I mean, it's not really news, but we're finally getting it as news. But another area is that teens have additional challenges today. One of them is distractions like cell phones and texting. That's getting a lot of play in the news now for good reason, because those are being distracted by those things are causing a lot of deaths and terrible injuries. But another issue there is that teens focus a good deal of their life within 10 to 12 inches of their face, or 12 to 24 inches of their face, whether it's video games or watching television or their MP3 player or talking on cell phones. They're focused very close to themselves. When they're driving, they need to be looking a quarter of a mile down the road.
Absolutely.
But that's how you see the hazards, right?
All it takes is not even a second. It takes a fraction of a second for things to go very wrong in the automobile. And you brought up the accidents. And as we roll down the road and we increase our speed, we don't think about the what can happen when that car collides with another car or an obstacle in the road. We've got to be very aware. And, you know, I talk about that on this show all the time. As a matter of fact, when I talk to the automobile manufacturers, you know, a lot of raving has been going on the Ford Sync system. I mean, you know, you've got Bluetooth, you've got, I mean, you're connected in the Ford Sync. And also, General Motors has OnStar. And all these things are distracting to the driver. You think it's a convenience, but it's very distracting. Would you agree?
I absolutely agree. And you almost are forced to try to multitask and update your Facebook and do all these wonderful things while you're in the car just because they're available to you.
I cannot think of one single phone call. I cannot think of one single phone call that's so important that I have to dial that number while I'm driving. I just don't understand it. We need to ban cell phone use in automobiles and for sure texting. Hey,
absolutely.
We're talking to Anne Marie Hayes. She's a member of the Governor's Highway Safety Association, Board of Directors for the National Organization of Youth Safety, and she's got a book, Three Keys to Keeping Your Teen Alive. Hey,